I shake my head and pull onto the road. No one drives this Jeep but me. What do you hope to accomplish while you're away? Your stalker will still be here when you get back. She shrugs and looks out the window.
Maybe I won't come back.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
She picks at the side of her nail and nibbles at her bottom lip.
I don't exactly have a lot of great options. That's why I'm working at the club, to give myself more options.
What a lame-ass excuse. She's working at the club because she's a whore who likes to let men use her body in exchange for cash. I won't let her tell me this lie. Why not work a normal job like everyone else? You'd be less of a target for stalkers if you worked a desk job. She turns her head toward me and stops clawing at her finger.
Are you victim-blaming right now? Seriously? People don't get stalked because of their profession. People get stalked because there are too many men and women running around with a screw loose.
Shots fired. But she isn't wrong. My mother shook a few screws loose when she sank a knife into me more times than the doctors could count.
Don't get me wrong,
she continues.
If I could go back to the professional dance world, I would. But that just isn't possible. I was in a wreck 6 months ago that destroyed my ankle, and the professional dance world demands more than what the plates and screws can handle. I can manage a few minutes on a stage at the club, but that's about it.
Do you have to dance? She returns her gaze to the window.
Do you have to fight?
When I don't answer, she knows she's made her point.
It's the same thing. Sometimes we're created to do something, and we can't deny the drive to do it. I was meant to dance. It's the one thing that brings me any happiness, and I'm not willing to give up the only shred of joy I have left in life.
A sign marks the interstate, and I ease the Jeep onto the on-ramp and merge with a trickle of vehicles heading the same way. Headlights cut through the darkness and illuminate her face for a moment. A single tear slithers through her makeup. Don't you have any aspirations? I ask. You aren't happy in your current career, so what's the end goal? A soft laugh springs from her throat.
I can't look too far ahead. Whenever I try, things seem impossible. Right now, I'm focused on getting a car so I can find work at a nicer club outside of our shithole town.
The speck of sympathy I felt for her blows away on a puff of air. Instead of seeking a way out of her slutty situation, she only desires a nicer place to spread her legs. Which is fine. The last thing I need is for her to give me doubts about ending her life on this trip. Her little admission has only bolstered my conviction. She's the right target, and the right time is just around the bend. Then she speaks again, and what she says next drives a chasm through my resolve.